Why the Enneagram? Simple. This work has had the most singularly profound influence on how I understand myself and my impact in the world. I first met this collection of ancient spiritual wisdom in my early 20s. I was studying music with little idea of how to manage my life or my feelings. I knew what I was good at because, well, that stuff was easy. There were also things I found excruciating, difficult things that surely everyone would avoid. But it turns out that my youthful self was not entirely correct. Strangely, not everyone had a natural affinity for networking or leadership, nor for the endless optimization of a coffee recipe. In fact, some people didn't even seem that interested in fighting for the truth. Instead, I met people who seemed enthusiastic about all sorts of things I couldn't fathom. They took joy in planning, got switched on by spontaneity. Some even waxed lyrical about the beauty of singularly covered canvases. Yep, I still see you, Yves Klein. Almost 20 years ago and this stuff still gets me. But of course, the key difference between then and now is that I understand how I receive the world and how it's received by others. That is powerful stuff. It explains the inexplicable. It depersonalizes the challenging behaviors of others. More than anything else I've encountered, this knowledge allows us to be and, crucially, accept ourselves.